AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says his comment over the weekend that Russia's Vladimir Putin cannot stay in power was about his moral outrage over the war in Ukraine. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The president was asked if he regrets the comment that stirred controversy and rattled some allies.
I'm not walking anything back.
While clarifying what he meant.
I was expressing the moral outrage I felt towards this man. I wasn't articulating a policy change.
Nor is he worried the remarks will ramp up tensions in Ukraine or cause Putin to lash out.
This is a guy who goes to the beat of his own drummer. And the idea that he is going to do something outrageous because I called him for what he was and what he's doing, I think is just not rational.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian forces claim to have retaken a Kyiv suburb and an eastern town from the Russians. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country is prepared to declare its neutrality and consider a compromise with Russia. Nielsen says there was a ratings bump last night compared to last year's anemically low ratings on ABC for the Oscars. But it's not clear if Will Smith's slap of Chris Rock was a factor. The AP's Margie Zaralletta reports there is a formal review.
The Motion Picture Academy says it condemns Will Smith's actions and will explore consequences in accordance with its bylaws, standards of conduct, and California law. The Los Angeles Police Department says it is aware of a slapping incident at the Oscars, but the person involved has declined to file a police report. Chris Rock had made a joke about Smith's wife, and Smith came onto the stage and hit him. Smith later apologized to the Academy when he won the Best Actor award, but did not mention Rock. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
A coroner in Pennsylvania says at least three people died in a collision involving more than 50 vehicles that closed a portion of an interstate. Stocks finished higher. The Dow up 94 points. This is AP News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill opponents are calling the Don't Say Gay bill.
The bill prohibits classroom instruction about sexuality or things like transgender in K-3 classrooms. And after third grade, those curriculums need to be age appropriate.
Critics argue it marginalizes LGBTQ people.
These leftist politicians, corporate media outlets, some of these activist groups, they actually have read the bill. And they're sloganeering because they don't want to admit that they support a lot of the things that we're providing protections against.
President Biden called the bill hateful. Opponents say the bill's intentionally vague language leaves teachers afraid to talk to their students and open up school districts to costly litigation. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador says he's now essentially given up on his bid to sell off the presidential jet and will rent it out for weddings or parties. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change will help ease your oil change anxiety. Picture expert technicians who are quick but not rushed. When you hear the bell, breathe in and out. Now let go of your oil change anxiety. Visit Valvoline Instant Oil Change today and find automotive peace. No appointment needed.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,